I got my Dixie out of me now. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic, with my wonderful co-hosts, Christopher Switzer and Rachel Tobias. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart. And I got to tell you, I did play that, and I'm going with a little Dixie theme, not for any other reason than it's under attack by idiots. Our history is under attack by idiots. It's just ridiculous. It's an agenda, but... these useful idiots is what Stalin called them. And when they became disillusioned in the Soviet Union, when he used them, they became disillusioned. Like, hey, wait a minute. This isn't what, oh yeah, line them up against a wall. Bang, done. These people don't even realize they're cannon fodder. Cannon fodder. It's a shame. I had a
Bolshevik.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I had a very good friend of mine. He used to work with a man I highly respect. Call me this morning, and she was kind of hopeful. One of our broadcasts on RBN shared some information that Trump may have repealed the Act of 1871, and he may have done some really good things, and he's, you know, playing that 3D chess thing, 5D, 6D, 8D, 12G, whatever. I don't criticize other shows on this network, and I don't castigate them. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and I respect them, and I would fight and die for their right to say whatever it is they say, even if I disagree with it. But... I would like, if we could, and I know I didn't prepare you for this, Rachel, but I'm sure you can think of a couple. I would like to prepare a list as a case against Trump being the guy that we thought that he was going to be, or the people thought that he was going to be. I'm a conservative minded person. I divorced myself of party. I think that they're both cults in their own right. They keep people trapped and stuck in... It's amazing how they do that. They take Christian conservatives and have them act more anti-Christian towards people in Palestine, while at the same time embracing the same Pharisees that Jesus walked in with a scourge and wanted to kick out of the temple. It blows my mind. That just blows my mind how they could have been programmed like that. And then the left, who supports Palestine, but they're completely Marxist. It's like, I can't win, man.
Yeah, well, we've said it over and over on this show, you and I both, Rachel, all three of us, government is mind control. So if we have a government system with a two-party system designed to keep people controlled, you know, via their minds, yep, then that's just the Hegelian dialectic.
You know, conquer.
If you're on either side, yeah, you're still in the mind control system.
Oh, I know. Rachel wants to pipe in.
Yeah, sorry. And Tom, I can't take credit for this, but there's a podcast called The Voluntary Agorian, I think. It's a bunch of anarchists talking, and they say that conservatives are just progressives driving the speed limit. You know, that's how they describe it.
Not conservatives. I'd like to start using the proper language. I'm a conservative, right? But I'm not a Republican. I would probably say that they would be more accurate saying Republicans today, for the most part, are. And they are. Republicans today are communists. I don't care. Any one of you Republicans out there, if you want to identify with that party, I'll show you how you're supporting communism. What did Donald Trump just sign? Let me see if it comes to memory. Oh, yeah. The largest redistribution of wealth scheme in world history. World history, not United States history. Oh, no, he far surpassed that. And as he sat there and everybody's cackling and laughing about it, selling us right down the river. And I talked to some of these pro-Trump people, and I asked them, I say, how can you now? That's it. Bolshevik red flag laws, redistribution of wealth, corporate bailouts, corporate welfare. That none of that is conservative. It's become what is neoconservative. Neoconservatism has replaced what I call a conservative Ron Paul. That's who I call a conservative. That's a true, legitimate made in the mold conservative, Ron Paul. And that's, he was standing almost alone in his tenets. And that just goes to show you how far the Republican Party has gone. I mean, both of these parties were set up to control, but conservatism in and of itself. We had a bunch of Trotskyites who preferred more traditional dressing for their communism. That was the Crystals. What was it? Bill Kristol in the 1940s, I think it was. That's when it really went downhill. So conservatism, I like to still hold that conservative values mean certain things. It means, like, you know, I'm against abortion. I'm against government even being involved to tell people that they, you know, they should or shouldn't. Absolutely limited government, if any. That's conservatism. None of these people today that are cheering Trump, none of you would make it as conservatives in years past. You're communists. It's what you are. I mean, wear it or change it. Now, I don't think that there is any fixing of D.C. Personally, I think that swamp should sink. That's my own personal opinion. Yep. The definition of insanity is what? Do the same thing over and 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 over again and expect a different result.
Expecting different results.
Yeah, I'm done
and
with that.
That's my thing with Mr. Ron Paul. I mean, I support him. I support what he stands by with the Federal Reserve and lot of things. War, I mean, a whole lot of things he says. But again, we're right back to insanity. He tends to repeat the same thing over and over again as well, expecting different results and trying to get people to rally around him, and cheerlead for it.
Because, you know what, though, what he did was, and I don't know, some people say he's a good guy, bad guy, he's, this or that. He existed to identify all of the would-be detractors or the people that would stand in opposition to the government so that they could line us up and put us in re-education camps. And, they did start doing that. They absolutely did. The fusion centers were anybody with the Ron Paul sticker. They were to take their license plate, their information, everything down, and put them on a list. That's what started. However, I there's something in the pit of my stomach that just believes that Dr. Paul is an extremely well-respected man, where he lives, in his district, and that won the day for him for so long to be there. Maybe I want to hang on to a little bit of sentiment because I tell you what, one of the most powerful, most absolutely powerful speeches that I ever heard was What If, Ron Paul's What If. That woke me up. So you know what, for Ron Paul, for lack of a better, all these things that people say, it woke me up. Thank you, Dr. Paul. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, Alex Jones, somewhat woke me up, and, thankful.
But then he turned.
I
turned.
I realize what Alex Jones is.
Yeah,
Alex Jones is Alex
and Ron Jones. Paul actually called him out. I don't know if you guys caught this broadcast. It was some time ago, but he had Ron Paul was sitting there, and I think what was Alex saying something? I can't remember the top of my head, but he was going on neocon talking points, like right down the list. We need to do this, and we need to do that, and we need to do that. And Ron was like, "Whoa! Wait a minute! You sound like these are neoconservative talking points. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?" And he called him right out on the air. So,
Dr. Paul, not a chameleon like Alex Jones. No way. They're different. Different men for sure.
Yes. I think that Ron Paul just wants to stop seeing kids getting blown up on beaches in foreign lands, and he's look. I've met the man, and I usually have a pretty good radar for BSers. Mm. I didn't sense it with him. And the people that I know of, even the people that have divorced themselves of government now, who at one point worked on his campaign, swear. I mean, even they swear, and they're done with government, and they swear that he was legit. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've never seen him saying things that I would, say, wow, that's, what a traitor. He's treasonous.
So
of course not.
So, Tom, I pretty much designed a litmus test. I designed a litmus test, and it goes like this, number one. So if we're going to talk about people that contributed, and certainly I think that's why I've mentioned part, it's not good to get attached to people. It's more right. of understanding the principles and the message, right? And people can make mistakes or sell out or what have you. But that's why I say the litmus test is anyone who encourages you to be self-sufficient, who doesn't try to reroute people back into voting, back into the system, back into asking permission or demanding of the system. You know, the system's not there for us. It's that big club that George Carlin talks about, right?
Yes, and so, yes, yes.
Again, anyone who talks out against the Federal Reserve, that's a good thing. Anyone who calls out the big, you know, tech cartels, that's a good thing. Anyone who advocates for self-sufficiency, that's a good thing. None of these, you know, America First people, what they say, or PragerU, what they say on the surface makes sense, you know, to have, you know, why give all this foreign aid away, but they'll never, almost never call out Israel, which is that line in the sand. And I understand giving more money to America, but it's like, why steal that money from the Americans in the first place for anything?
Right.
You know, right.
Especially during a pandemic. Do you, you know what they signed? The, yeah. The last deal that they signed was the biggest aid package to Israel ever signed by any U.S. president ever, 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 ever. And there I saw this. Oh, man. Chris, do you think you could pull up the video clip of the I think what was it? AIPAC begging for the money. Do you really yeah. know what I'm talking? Can you pull that up there's and send it to the board op? I want to play that.
There's another clip where Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, I believe she's talking in front of AIPAC, and she's basically saying all else could fail, and you know America could literally be burning
Capitol,
to the ashes.
The Capitol building could crumble.
Yes.
And my commitment to Israel would come for. Oh my God! It's like. Oh, wow, man. Yeah, it's going to be in one of my next upcoming videos, that clip.
Essentially, she says, put Israel in front of all else, and we are fine if we do that.
Like, I can't believe she actually she was that late.
Yeah, that's what she said. It was pretty jaw-dropping, even for a Zionist like Pelosi.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, I know that a lot of people that have criticized me over the years, calling me an anti-Semite and a Nazi and everything, I assure you, I could not possibly be a Nazi because I don't believe in totalitarianism. I don't believe in any large centrally powered government, anyone. Germany's too. Do I blame them for, you know, I'm not going to get into that. But, I mean, if I hated people, at least some of these people, if you're born Jewish, they hate you. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Jewish people, even Khazars, even people from that area in Russia, King Bulan's empire, that weren't really Jews but converts by mandate. How can you wipe everybody into a dustpan and say everybody's trash? It's just not that way. It's so bigoted to think that way. And that's what they use against us, man. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
The Hegelian dialectic works every time. That's why they use it.
Yep. They have to have two opposing
sides. Against
side.
Each other.
Yeah. That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And it doesn't work with
the nihilists.
I remember a couple months ago, I was having a talk with a woman from Israel, and because she had chimed in and she had started name calling me and doing that what she's programmed to do. And I said, wait a minute. And I said, let's have a conversation first. Let's not attack each other. And it took her a little while to back her up out of that. But as soon as I did, we started conversing, and I told her what my concerns were, what my real concerns were, and how I believed that she didn't agree with my premise on 9/11. I said, but do me a favor, just entertain for a moment the possibility that I'm right. Just the possibility. You know, Mossad is pretty wicked. Benunu, your scientist, he's a well-respected Jewish man, and he told the truth about the nuclear weapons. And then after he got out of jail, he comes out and he says, "Oh yeah, and by the way, it was the Mossad. Ben Gurion ordered JFK's death." And I absolutely believe it. All Michael Collins Piper, he pretty much slam dunked that. And it was that elephant in the room that nobody wanted to address. Everybody wants to blame the CIA. It was the CIA. Well, it might have been a faction involved, but who had the motive, who had the means, who had the opportunity, and who stepped down, sealing their records for a long time, not too long after? Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion, by the way, who didn't say, "I'm a proud Jewish guy." He didn't say, "I'm a proud Israelite." What did he say? Chris, take it away.
I'm a proud Bolshevik.
Bolshevik!
Oh, man. Boy, have we gotten the crap end of the stick, as it were. Sorry about the wind. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in Arizona, and right now I'm in my bunker studio thing. It's pretty hot, and my air conditioner failed, so I have to go get another one. So I apologize if you hear a little bit of wind noise. I don't like to usually have background noise, but it is what it is.
And speaking of 9/11, guys, I was looking for a different article and came across a Jerusalem Post article from October of last year, not too old. And the title is Jordanian Columnist Claims 9/11 Planned by U.S. to Benefit Israel. And the subtitle is Abud al-Hamid al-Hamshari wrote that since September 11th, the U.S. has brought chaos upon the Middle East region, claiming that America created al-Qaeda and ISIS to serve the interests of Israel. And that's very close to the truth, actually.
It is actually the truth. I mean, I hate to say this because I know that some of the more indoctrinated Americans who are service members, you know, veterans and such, will call me a traitor and a Muslim lover and all the kind of things. But I hate to tell you, sometimes who you perceive to be your enemy gives you the most painful truths because they're the ones looking at you very sharply.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's propaganda, yes, but not in that case. All of the evidence. I mean, we had Americans who were not in the loop, I'm going to say, who arrested. The only people that were arrested and suspected of terrorism the day of 9/11 were Israelis. Okay? It's not a real big leap to say, where there's smoke, there just might be fire. But anybody who says this, immediately they're an anti-Semite. What? Why? This is a state.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the one that chose a religious identity for them. And they very cleverly did. I didn't choose it, but it's a foreign state. If all you have to do to not be criticized is declare a theocracy, well, hey, what was it that Benjamin Netanyahu said? Israeli law is based upon the Talmud. Boy, did he take some. I actually was pretty encouraged by this. He took some really hard flack from people in Israel over that.
Yeah, the progressive hardliners in Tel Aviv, for sure.
Yeah,
the quote-unquote, you know, progressive liberals, if you will.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, see, how messed up is this? No more news. He went over there to Palestine, Adam Green. And he said, I'm really concerned, Tom. I said, you know what? What's up? And he said, mostly all of the groups advocating for the Palestinian cause are infused with Marxism. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I was afraid of that, you know, because the BDS, that's why I don't really identify with the BDS movement. I boycott Israel because I, myself, as an American, disagree. I'm not part of a movement.
Exactly.
All power to them, whatever. But when you have allowed the same people that were screaming in 1946 to 48, screaming to the United States that we're being overrun by communists, right? And we did nothing. Now, the very same entity, or the very seemingly same entities, because Hamas was created by Israel. That's a fact. Okay? The very same entities that seem to be advocating for the Palestinian cause, I believe, are controlled opposition. And they will never, ever achieve anything as long as they are marching down the road of Marxism.
You are correct.
I wish I wasn't.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Broken songs become to the grace, sounds to rest my ears. Not a word I heard could I play. Story was quite clear.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
RTR Truth Media Live. Tom Lackabear-Stewart, Chris Switzer, Rachel Tobias here with you. What were we talking about? We were talking about I got lost in my train of thought. Doesn't really matter. Bolshevik Israel. Well, you know, that I never get tired of talking about that because there's so many people that are so unaware. But all right, so Trump, we were gonna run down some of the things that Trump has done that are absolutely not conservative or Republican or any of that business. Now, I put forward the redistribution of wealth, the COVID stimulus. How nice everybody got $1,200. You know what that cost them? Oh, Lord. Oh, if it wasn't so obscene. Oh, anyway, that and I would my two favorite items to point people to is that and the red flag, Bolshevik red flag laws, the citizen snitch. Almost immediately it got a man killed in Maryland, almost immediately. So I just, that alone,
all the federal programs.
He sat in the Oval Office or in the meeting room next to the Oval Office. And he said, I'll never forget this. It's burned into my memory. No, Mike, I like to take the guns first and worry about due process later. You absolute mental midget, you idiot. You really should stick to the teleprompter. Because what he just said was, I'd like to eliminate due process, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a lot easier for a dictator. For sure.
I don't know what else to say. Every executive order that any president signs, I cringe, even if it's for good or perceived good. Why? Because it's telling everybody that we're still under martial law. EO1, Abraham Lincoln, after he suspended the Constitution, the great emancipator who said, what did he say about men that pervert the Constitution? Oh, that was rich. That was really rich.
Yeah, coming from him.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Rachel brought up a good point on break. I know it came out and there were rumors of it for years, but it has made a news splash if she wants to share it. I know sometimes she's muted, but she made a great point with Ghislaine Maxwell coming back into the news and Virginia Jeffrey Roberts.
Oh,
should tell him.
Yeah. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, so a couple of things. I think it was 2016. It was several years ago that people had taken photos of Ehud Barak, that's the former prime minister of Israel, going into Epstein's mansion and making these accusations kind of floating around. And I think recently, Alan Dershowitz, who was trying to get a hold of like these deposition papers, was talking about Virginia Roberts is accusing Leslie Wexner and Ehud Barak, you know, basically being forced to sleep with them or something. And I think that's come up in the news cycle again recently. So I think any time that these people are called out, it's a good thing. I don't know if it's necessarily going to go anywhere, but it does bring it up.
Ruh-roh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These are criminals, and I believe criminals, especially criminals who abuse children, it's just a soft spot with me, deserve, you know, harsh penalties, and they typically don't get them.
Yeah.
So I appreciate bringing that to light.
Death penalty. Yes. Let's call it really accurately. If you harm a child, you should be taken out into the middle of a river, a stone tied to your neck, and you should be thrown overboard. Period. I will pull no punches.
I think, didn't Trump sign, I don't know if it's an executive order or a law, about adoption and orphans recently? I believe he did.
I don't know if that was tied into one of you know, the bigger executive orders, but I wasn't aware of that particularly.
I'll find the link real fast.
Yeah.
Thanks.
One thing I want to make mention before I forget. It's a little off topic, but I want to make really an announcement about this. There are some states like Colorado who have just passed legislation now over the vaccine exemption. They enhanced their exemption process to make that. What they're doing is they're making it sound to people who don't know any better as though they've paved a pathway for you to exempt yourself from getting mandatory vaccines and so on. I have to tell you, as a lawyer son, one thing that I learned a long time ago is to read the fine print. And every single exemption form that I have seen, that I have read, has been dangerous. Do not sign it. No means no. You don't need to put your signature on a piece of paper to say no. You not signing anything is your saying no.
Mm.
That's the law.
Good point. We'll be right back.
Yep, yep.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
I'm done rocking out. Welcome back, RTR Truth Media. Gets my blood going in the morning.
Music is great, and they use that against us as well. Anything that seems to be good out there can also be turned against us, as we've seen.
I know. And sometimes I try and take it back. Occasionally, I'll use like John Lennon's Imagine. Or Arlo Guthrie's "This Land Is Your Land." I don't know if many of you know this, but "This Land Is Your Land" is a very communistic song. Abolition of private property, disrespect of private property, it doesn't exist. We can just traipse anywhere we want. Blah 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 blah. You have to listen to the extended version. Usually, you don't hear those verses in the ones that you hear publicly. But the full version of that song is very communistic. So I'll record it, and every once in a while, I'll just throw a message in there going, "Abolition of private property." Was Woody Guthrie a communist? I just plant the seed. You know, people need to know how they've been indoctrinated with these wonderful tunes, but the message in the tunes seems so benign, but wasn't. Like, imagine the John Lennon song. It's a beautiful tune. It's a wonderful tune. Imagine, you know, look, I get it for those of you that are atheistic and stuff, but imagine no religion. Imagine that. Look, I don't know. Back in the USSR, really? You don't know how lucky you are? Really? Bread lines and KGB. Yeah, we're real lucky. Jesus. Oh, God. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. And in other news, just to give you an idea of, you know, that Israel is a Jewish state. Don't get it. You know, don't forget that. Here's a Haaretz headline from today. Israel pulls the plug on God TV, evangelical channel spreading gospel of Jesus to Jews. Their regulatory authorities say one of the world's largest Christian broadcasting network failed to disclose its true agenda. Want to know what they say its true agenda was? Missionizing the Jews. So once they, you know, that's what they've deemed it, and now they're done. They shut them down.
Well, there you go, Christian Zionists. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
What do you think about that, huh?
Yeah, that's a perfect example of boy.
It's an oxymoron. Can't be a Christian and a Zionist, folks. You're one or the other, not both.
I'm going to have to step back, let you guys finish out the show. I just had a shooting pains coming on me.
Take Sorry care of your body, man.
I'll be here. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Chris's YouTube channel, the Freedom Ministry on BitChute. They've taken him off of YouTube. He produces content that people really need to see. Get it in there and spread it on social media. And if you guys support what we're doing, go to rtrtruthmedia.com. And smash on that PayPal button. Send us a little love. Chris and I both need some new equipment. We really do badly. So I wouldn't ask. I don't usually ask. This is like the second week in a row I'm asking. And, you know, I don't like to do that. I don't, you know, I do what I do as a public service, not to make money. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely. I'm going to step out. Chris, it's you and Rachel. God bless you.
God bless you. Shalom. And I hope we have a lot of people listening. Because, you know, I just wanted to get the truth out there like Tom does, like Rachel does. And we all have our own individual thoughts and feelings. And, you know, we love to hear yours as well. So any callers out there that want to, chime in, ask questions, give us their own thoughts, please do.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Tom. Sorry to segue, but I found a link I was looking for previously as well.
Perfect.
I know Trump on ABC News was reporting that June 24th or so, Trump signed an executive order to help strengthen child welfare systems in the U.S. And I thought that was super interesting because, you know, as every system is having issues right now with Corona, the foster care system is having issues, child care services having issues, people are adopting less, people are having trouble, you know, seeing their children that are in foster care. There's like a whole mess going on. So he signed executive orders, and I was trying to read through the article and look for details as to exactly what that means or what that entails. Does it mean more money towards the system? It just says reforms. It doesn't really give any specifics I can think of, but I haven't really seen this much in the news. I mean, maybe this is potentially a good thing, and I'll always give credit where credit's due. I haven't, read into the orders further. I'm always nervous when it comes to something involving children and sort of adoption agencies or child protection services, but
yeah.
You know, I guess this would be something that would make Trump look good, but it's barely been reported.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just, we have almost like a overload, you know, like a news saturation overload. And they are, of course, always spinning things in every which way, every which direction. I would just encourage everybody, anything you're looking at, like a news article or something, anything at all, regardless of which side it's coming from, just look at who benefits, you know, from that article. And if they're not telling you in that article who's benefiting from whatever subject or topic they're talking about, or what somebody's getting out of it, or who's getting the power or the control out of it, they're not being genuine. They're not being sincere. If that's the case and you're not knowing those facts out of that article, they're using it as a propaganda piece to push some agenda, you know, one way or the other. And that was told to me by a caller, actually, on the Bill Cooper Show, Hour of the Time in the 90s, from a lady who heard that from her teacher in the 70s. And she said, teachers just don't talk like that anymore. And she's right.
Yeah, and I'm sure our callers know that we can't always judge an order based on what's in the title alone. Sometimes, you know, you look at executive orders or laws that are passed, and you have to read in the bill. There's, like, other things that are going on. We've seen Congress try to get rid of encryption. We've seen them try to pass digital currency. So even if something sounds nice in the title of it or the first paragraph, there could be something embedded in there. And I don't mean to sound paranoid, but it takes work.
Guys, I heard that, and I have to remind you. Executive orders are under martial law from the Civil War. That you have to, every time you hear EO or you hear executive order, you have to tell yourself, this is not natural lawmaking.
It's just a labor act.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been under emergency War Powers Act since the Civil War. You know, most people don't realize what Abraham Lincoln really did, suspending habeas corpus, you know, posse comitatus. There was a lot going on at that time, a lot going on. And if he said he could have done it all without freeing the slaves and made peace between the South and the North, the Union and Confederacy, he would have, and kept the slave system intact. Those were his words. So those, you know, interested in the BLM and such today also need to, you know, take a look at real history, especially the slave trade. You have something to say? Rachel, I heard you.
Yeah. No, I know we're jumping around a bit here, but I was just thinking recently, in terms of Black Lives Matter, in terms of what we found out with people contributing the money towards that and it ending up in pretty much slush funds for the Democrats, you know, I'm sure our listeners have also heard about coronavirus trials for the vaccine being started in Africa. And I don't see Black Lives Matter talking about the Federal Reserve or talking about vaccine trials or talking about the fact that Melinda Gates just came out recently and said, hey, it's Black people, Indigenous people, and healthcare workers that need to have first access to these coronavirus vaccines. And I'm not necessarily anti-vaccine, but I certainly wouldn't trust a vaccine that's been streamlined under these emergency powers to make it harder to sue if anything happens. And I think that this is clearly like a really big red flag where the government and the system is saying, oh, look, we're trying to help these minorities. They're going to be first on the block to get these vaccines. So, you know, just the fact that I'm sure our listeners know that the fact that Black Lives Matter talks so much about Marxism, it's not a organic grassroots authentic movement the way that it's been portrayed. They're not going to call out these trials in Africa. You know, they're not going to call out the Federal Reserve or anything really keeping people down or putting them at risk or danger. That's clearly like not something that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I'd love to see Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, Donald Trump, and all these people, you know, Tony Fauci, I'd love to see them roll up their sleeve and allow me to stick that needle right in their arm with the same stuff they want to put in ours, because they're not taking it. They're not taking it. I don't know if anybody saw the clip of, I think it was a politician in Australia, somebody very popular in Australia, and she was showing how she was taking a shot, you know, to protect herself so others around there would do it too. And they literally palmed the needle, you know, as they're pulling it away after they supposedly jabbed her with it, and the thing had a cap still on it. You know, these people don't take these shots. They want you to believe they do so that you go like a good slave and get it yourself. You know, I that's how I feel about vaccines. I don't think any vaccines are safe. That's just my personal opinion, you know, my personal opinion. You know, we all have our own opinions and views, and that's what's great about freedom. We can share and espouse those beliefs, and we have a right to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, again, and it's interesting. I'm not necessarily anti-vaccine. I'm certainly anti-mandatory vaccine or government involvement. I just recognize even if you are for vaccines in the general sense, there is way too much special interest on the table, and there's way too much bottlenecking people towards this vaccine by Dr. Fauci. I mean, even recently, you have Bill Gates coming out and saying, oh, the U.S. is not doing enough for this pandemic. Oh, like, just, it's
I'll
just
go
so
in the, I'll
clear.
Go. I'll go on the record for saying, I'm sorry, I'm listening in the background, but I'm in a lot of pain. I'll go on the record for saying that I am anti-vaccine. And the reason that I am anti-vaccine is because I don't trust them, period. That's it.
Me
it's
too.
That simple. It's that simple. They have repeatedly and consistently contradicted themselves, lied, and been caught. When you catch somebody lying three or four times, that's about it. Well, can you count how many times our government has lied to us? I couldn't count that high.
No.
I'm sorry. I don't trust them. It's not that I don't trust medicine or science or some doctors or that there may be really good vaccines that are made. I don't trust these pharmaceutical companies and the people that are pushing it. And they put these people out there like prostitutes. Like Bill Gates, they have them on mainstream media. What? Planned Parenthood. Black Lives Matter to you, BLM? Really? Margaret Sanger? Planned Parenthood? Really? Ah, God. All right, I'll step back again. I'm sorry. Oh.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood's one of the biggest, murderers of black babies. You know, that's the largest percentage of aborted babies from these clinics. Just another side issue, I realize, but just came to mind.
Yeah, no, Tom makes an absolutely good point. And again, and I don't appreciate the fact that people like Dr. Fauci, if anyone calls them out on anything, they'll say, oh, you know, people must be anti-science. Surely that can only be the conclusion. It's not that the CDC...
there's always got to be just two sides.
it's not that the CDC, the WHO have just flipped on everything that they've said, or even Dr. Fauci's flipped on everything that they said, or that a lot of the mandates go against common sense. No, it couldn't possibly be. It must be that people are just anti-science.
I know. That's a hard position to take, especially when they're trying to be open and, you know, objective and all this stuff, and they're not. I mean, they've proven, especially with the climate change data, with WikiLeaks and everything. I mean, you've seen it. They lied. They lied about the data. They fudged the data to get their own agendas across, always, which isn't to say, like Tom said, that there aren't good medicines out there, good science out there, but I don't think we're seeing it. You know, they're not going to use it because it doesn't support their agenda.
Yeah, certainly. And then we're seeing right now, I don't know, probably with New Jersey as well, but New York, they're doubling down, and they're, you've got Cuomo coming out and saying, oh, this isn't a second wave, this is just the first wave, and you have to wear a mask and this and this and this. And there's no room for a nuanced conversation about the material of the mask, the effectiveness, times where it's bad to wear it, such as jogging or running or people alone in their car. You know, there's so much, and clearly, if anyone tries to question anything or call out so-called experts, they're immediately, you know, you're treated like a heretic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I put up a 2-minute video on Facebook because I know that's where a lot of the people that my family and people I grew up with, they're kind of still, you know, they're indoctrinated. They're, I don't even know where a lot of them are at, you know, with their minds. But I put it out there because it was just so powerful and just very basic. It's science. Like, it's just a man, a normal guy with a device that measures oxygen levels and safe, you know, breathing levels. And he holds it up to his corner of his mouth without a mask, you know, and gets the reading, you know, just the regular reading. And then he does it with the mask on for only like a minute. It's not like he put it up there after he had the mask on for 20 minutes. And it became unsafe levels, according to our government, federal guidelines, within a minute. It shows you that these masks, you know, make it very unhealthy for you. You know, and uncomfortable.
Oh,
and
I gotta say one more thing about that.
Facebook banned it.
Yeah. What, they did what?
Well, they didn't ban it, but they put, you know, the underneath it that this is fact checked and it's fake news. They grayed it out and said, if you still want to see the video, you have to click here.
You know what? That's defamation of character. We need to reach out to that man. We need to reach out to that man. We need to contact him, and he needs to sue Facebook because that is not fake news. That is, and even OSHA, on the OSHA's website, it tells you that wearing a mask, oh my God, you know, listen.
You want to hear something funny, Tom?
Yeah, hold on.
They used as the fact-check website to say it's fake news. Snopes. OSHA.
Oh, OSHA. Yeah. How?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what they have. They have underneath an OSHA link saying that they fact-checked it and it's fake news from OSHA. Uh-huh. Check my Facebook. I was ready to delete my Facebook yesterday. So up there now, though.
This is what two doctors I heard talking about who saw this guy. The one doctor said, well, the CDC, I hear that CDC is going to be resetting their guidelines. Like, wait a minute. Okay, so before COVID, wearing a mask that put your oxygen level down to a certain, it was hazardous. But now that COVID's here and you want everybody to listen to you, now we're going to just change the guidelines. Like, that's going to make it safe. These people are really, they're that shot out in the head.
Changing good. The words, it's terms, definitions, changing language.
That's just all the guidelines. Part of their design. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They can do it. They know they get human, you know, psyche. They know the human behavior. They know how we act.
I mean, look, if we can change the definition, we can change the definition of racism. We can change the definition of breathing, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I heard a funny lady came up to the microphone in one of a city council meetings in Florida, South Florida, talking about the mask issue and, you know, people against it. She came right up to the mic and she said, "I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. These things need to breathe." And she dropped the mic and walked away. It was very funny, but I had just wanted to share that with you. It was pretty funny.
Oh, no, that's Rich. That's Rich. I needed to laugh.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
Oh, good God, man. Today's a brutal day today. Whew. I got, sorry about that. Every once in a while, I just get these pains.
Well, stay with us.
This
right
is
back
the
after
most
the break.
Transparent administration in history.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Thinking of you, brother.
Welcome back.
There you go. I'm selling it. It's going off there. But hey, I just want to say, Casey Massey, I know you're up there, brother, and I'm thinking of you every day. Here's to Casey. God rest his soul. Yeah. We do have a caller. You want to jump on that?
Guys? Yeah, we have, I believe, Ken in Washington. We don't have too much time left. Please share your thoughts with us.
Get to it.
Sure. Let me try to make this quick. On Tisha B'Av, the day the temple was destroyed in Israel in 0070, and that just happens to be the 9th of Av. Av is the 11th month. So if you take the number 119911, which is a 180 of itself, and you divide it by 180, so 119911 divided by 180, which is their 9/11, but you know, it's 11/9, you'll get the number 666 and change. Just thought you might find that as a mathematical anecdotal interest.
Kushner's favorite number.
Yes, yeah, so the day the temple was destroyed, Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, which would be 11/9, and then 9/11, because that was one of the most disturbing things I ever heard of, was the dancing Israelis. I thought, that can't be true. And so I pursued this and then found this out. I thought you might find that to be of interest.
That is very interesting.
I'll definitely look into
that. How long ago did you find out about the dancing Israelis? I'm curious.
It's been a couple years researching.
Just a couple years. No. I'm glad that you said that, because I want to remind people. Sometimes I'm asked why I harp over these things over and over and over again. And the reason that I do so is because I've known for a long time. A lot of people are still just coming to this knowledge. And it's important that we continue sometimes it harms our numbers a little bit when we go over the same topics. But if we don't do it, good Lord, you know, I think thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Yep. We'll be leaving a lot of meat on the bone. Geomancy, I believe, is what he's talking about, but they use numbers and they use, symbology and symbolism, of course, to their benefit, of course, all the time. We could do an hour on just that alone. Thank you.
Gematria.
Thank you all for listening. Gematria. Thank you.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, take it easy. We'll see you next time.
All right, take care.
Thank you, guys.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.